Last night I had a very interesting meeting over in Swanage to discuss the possibility of secondary provision in the town. Met with parents or governors from I think all of the schools in Swanage and St George's in Langtham and Travers, where in particular there's a lot of concern that following the slightly botched consultation by Dorset County Council on moving from the three-tier middle school system to a two-tier system, that they may now want to close St George's School in Langton. And it was a very useful discussion. It was not on a political basis. We were joined by Bill Trite from the Conservatives locally. But I think there was a good degree of consensus in the room that not only should primary provision at Langton be preserved, but that we really should be chasing after getting some secondary provision in Swanage on the middle school side. Now, there's currently an options discussion taking place with the schools and the county before formal consultation. Now, unfortunately, it seems that that discussion is interpreting the notion of secondary provision in Swanage solely as an option of a small secondary school, which would then mean a small secondary school over at Wareham at the Purbeck School. I'd really like them to properly explore whether or not we could have a single governing body, one head teacher with a senior leadership team across two sites, one in Swanage, one in Wareham, so that alongside preserving good primary provision in the town, we can also move to proper secondary provision all through within Swanage, which I think would change the educational performance for the residents of the town, be much better for pupils. It offers opportunities for a more adult education for those who didn't get a great experience first time round. And it would prevent all of those pupils from age 11 having to clog up the roads to and from Wareham every day. So, and in essence, instead of pupils having to go up and down that road, you might get one or two staff. I think that's a much more sustainable solution. I think it's something that the town could get behind. We've just got to try and persuade the county to at least open up that option properly and examine it properly before deciding on what it wants to consult the public on. So, an interesting meeting, and I'm sure this will be much more of a feature of the debate within Swanage as we go through to the local elections and general election probably next year. And then when they finally make their decisions, probably in June, July time.